Everything is better on a boat, and your vacation is no exception. This year, experience the world's most beautiful destinations aboard your own private yacht charter with The Moorings. Our fleet of modern, custom-designed yachts is just one reason we were recently voted Best Caribbean Yacht Charter Company by readers of Caribbean Journal. So when you next explore the Virgin Islands, the Bahamas, or elsewhere, don't accept anything less than The Moorings. Your vacation time is precious, so make the most of your freedom on the water. Book your perfect charter at moorings.com. Nothing less than The Moorings.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free and provides a report with solutions based on over 650 million vehicle scans verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we can recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Welcome to the Three Down Nation podcast. It's another special edition with Canadian defensive lineman Ely Ankou, who has been in the NFL for 8 seasons now, 4 of them with the Buffalo Bills. That's where he finished the most recent season. And he is part of an initiative with a really cool indigenous themed design of an NFL football. Ely, how did this come on your radar, and what do you think about the design?
How's it going, Justin? I actually just got a phone call basically saying, like, hey, just got done designing basically 2 footballs, and the occasion is the Super Bowl. And I think hearing football, Super Bowl, you know, art, all that put together, I was like, oh my gosh, this is a pretty huge thing. So, you know, I actually got the 2 footballs through the mail and got to have a really good look at them, man. And I think that it's a very beautiful expression of what was going on in Clinton's mind. I think ultimately, you know, to be able to use that as a canvas in many ways parallels, you know, my sport. You know, because, look, at the end of the day, you know, when you're playing football, you're playing in front of, you know, thousands of fans. You know, the fans are really only seeing one tiny little sliver, one result of the thousands and thousands of hours you put into this, put into the game. And I think, you know, in that same respect, you know, an artist is able to put their work onto something like this, a canvas. It's a method of self-expression, and you can definitely see the time, the thought, the effort that went into painting these, and the lines, the color choice, everything kind of has a meaning. And honestly, a lot of it is up to the viewer. You know, the beauty is in the eye of the beholder. And I think that, you know, to get the full meaning, the full scope of the piece of art, you know, it would be a very good conversation starter with Quentin. So
Quentin Commando was the artist who designed the football from Nipissing First Nation Garden Village. And really, Quentin wanted people to know that it represents the heart. He feels like the heart is a big part of the sport of football, kind of along the lines of what you were talking about, Ely. So what can this mean for Indigenous football players coming up through the grassroots organization when they see this football and the representation?
Well, you know, it's funny because, you know, we use football a lot because of the environment that I'm in, but this is really applicable to anything in life, anything that someone really truly wants to put their heart and soul into. You know, in my case, it's football. You know, it's an expression that we're here. And what's beautiful about it is having it displayed on such a large world stage. I think that begins the conversation. It begins the discourse on the beautiful things that come from our culture. Not only that, but also the things that may be afflicting it. And so I think if you're going to talk about Indigenous culture, you have to talk about the all-encompassing kind of features, the all-encompassing things that kind of affect us, whether that may be good or bad. And I think that Quentin did a very good job in encompassing the good, the beautiful, all of it. And I think it's a very positive step in the right direction.
NFL Canada is helping with the initiative by delivering flag football kits and making a donation towards Football Canada's Indigenous programming, an important part of this. But Ely, what does it mean to you knowing that, you know, you have family that are up in Sudbury that are part of the Indigenous culture?
It's huge. It's huge. It's, it's kind of this thing where I personally never got the chance really to go see everyone. I got caught up in all the football whirlwind and all that stuff. And, you know, when COVID kind of happened, it was a little bit of a bummer. But knowing, you know, that I do have family over there, I do have all my connections there, and then seeing stuff like this being applied, especially since the last time I did go to Sudbury and, you know, those areas, seeing that there are developments being made in order to enrich the environment, enrich the community, especially in the way of sports, I think that is a beautiful thing to behold.
Several of the balls, along with an additional donation, will be delivered to the Dream Catcher Foundation, which was founded by you. How much does that hit home for you that, you know, NFL Canada, the NFL, Quentin, and everything that's been put into this initiative with the Indigenous themed football is going to really make an impact for your foundation?
Yeah, I mean, when Shana and I, Shana, my fiance, when we started the nonprofit, you know, we kind of just took it a step at a time, and we didn't go into it with much expectation or anything like that. But seeing the growth, seeing the position that we've been able to be in, and spreading awareness, being able to distribute sports equipment to different communities, I think, you know, seeing this kind of unfold and knowing that we have an opportunity to put this to good use and develop certain communities and be able to spread awareness on some of these issues affecting our communities. It's almost like a magnus opus to our composition. It's the body of work, all the hard work that's kind of finally paying off. And to be able to see that come to fruition, to have different organizations kind of step in and, you know, express their support of our cause, I think it's a beautiful thing. And ultimately, with something like this, you know, these two footballs being painted, look, all I want personally is to start a discourse. And really, all it's about is getting people to talk. If people talk about it, if people are able to discuss these topics, whether it's, you know, something beautiful or it may be something that's hard to talk about, ultimately, having that conversation is a net positive for us to step in the right direction and make changes that could, you know, help a lot of our communities out in the future.
The Dreamcatcher Foundation is dedicated to empowering future generations of Native American women and children. How has the foundation been going since its inception? Ely, you mentioned there why you and Shanna started it. Is it becoming what you envisioned?
Absolutely. It's kind of surpassed that point. Seeing the amount of attention we've been able to garner for these challenges, seeing that different portions of the football community have kind of come together. We just got done, this year, putting out the documentary on Hannah Harris by NFL 360. Ron Travis was the director of that film. We got nominated for an Emmy. Sports Emmy. And, you know, to be able to go through that, to be able to, again, spread awareness, this aired on NFL Network for a few weeks, actually. And to see Hannah's story on the screen and to see her family talk about, you know, the situation that affected her. If the people watching don't know, she basically was a victim of very brutal, it was a murder. These are the things affecting our community.
Everything is better on a boat, and your vacation is no exception. This year, experience the world's most beautiful destinations aboard your own private yacht charter with The Moorings. Our fleet of modern custom-designed yachts is just one reason we were recently voted Best Caribbean Yacht Charter Company by readers of Caribbean Journal. So when you next explore the Virgin Islands, the Bahamas, or elsewhere, don't accept anything less than The Moorings. Your vacation time is precious, so make the most of your freedom on the water. Book your perfect charter at moorings.com. Nothing less than The Moorings.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hair thinning can happen for so many reasons. Whether it's stress or hormones or anything, at Nutrafol, we've learned that real change starts below the surface. Our hair growth supplements take a whole body approach and target the key root causes of hair thinning, so you can see visibly thicker, stronger hair in 3 to 6 months.
Hair growth starts from the inside at Nutrafol.com. That's Nutrafol.com.
These missing and murdered Indigenous women and girls. Being able to tell that story and the courage involved in being able to tell that story, I think, were so inspiring. And it got a lot of people to talk about this. And ultimately, that's what we're after. We're after the humanization, the connection between the person telling the story and the listener. And I think that's kind of where we're at right now, and being able to openly talk about this.
How did it feel to be part of something that's so close to your heart in opening up and sharing a story, and also a group that was nominated for a sports Emmy?
It's pretty surreal, you know, and this goes for anything. You don't really consider it until it's all said and done. You know, when it was my time to film, you know, my portion of this story, I didn't know what Ryan had in mind. I didn't know which direction this was going to go. I had confidence based on his previous work, but seeing it all come together and seeing, you know, Hannah Harris's family talk about everything, it puts tears in your eyes. It really does make you feel something deeper. And ultimately, you know, it would do a lot of good for people to hear this story and what we can do to make everything better.
Awesome work, man. You're doing so much cool, unique stuff off the field to really open up the lines of communication and have people understand what it's like and how we can push things forward for everybody that you touch on the field. Your season just ended with the Buffalo Bills in dramatic fashion, tight game in Kansas City, 3-point loss in the AFC Championship game. You know, what's it like to play in a game with Super Bowl stakes on the line?
Well, first and foremost, I did not get to play in the AFC Championship. However, when I did get to play, you know, early on in the season, it's just like I mentioned before, it's putting your work on a canvas. You know, I personally know the multiple thousands of hours that go into making something like this come to fruition. And, you know, being able to be amongst a group of guys who just put in just as much, or if not more, into the game. You know, there's guys that I've had the pleasure of playing with that are going to be receiving their gold jacket, that are going to be going into the Hall of Fame. And just to be around that for me has done so much to better my game. You know, there's multiple individuals that, you know, the way they go about their game, the way they go about bettering themselves, kind of gives you an extra boost of confidence. Especially knowing, you'll shoot, like, if I put in just as much time, just as much effort, you know, what can the result be? And so ultimately, that's what it boils down for me. You know, having come so close to getting into the big dance, I think was huge. Ultimately, the universe decided, you know, it's not going to work out that way, but a lot of lessons can be learned and things that we can apply for future. So, yeah.
Would one of those players that you're talking about potentially getting a gold jacket and going into the Hall of Fame be Josh Allen? And if so, why is he able to play at the level that we see so consistently?
You know, Josh, here's the thing I admire the most about Josh. Because a lot of times people notice the, you know, all the stuff that ends up on TV or on the news. And, you know, it's, to me, the little things that really separate Josh from anybody else. He's the type of guy that regardless of where you came from, regardless of who you are, you know, what route you took to get to the team, the first thing he does is he's going to memorize your face and name. And he, you know, when I first got there, I didn't expect Josh to like really know who I was. And he proceeded to approach me. How's it going, Ely? I'm Josh, blah, blah, blah. And I was taken aback. You know, first thing I'd said to him was, you know, we played against each other in 2018. You ran for a 72 yarder on me, man. you know, but Josh has the ability to connect with his teammates on a level that you don't very often see. And that goes for everybody in the locker room. And I think that's ultimately what made this team so cohesive. You know, Josh will go the extra mile to make sure that his teammates do feel welcome. His teammates find the, I guess, the conviction to want to play for the team. And I think that's what draws people towards him. I myself, you know, that's so what drew me towards him as a teammate was knowing that he had my back regardless. You know, I step into that locker room, I'm part of that brotherhood, and that's just what it was.
So. What did that mean to you that he came over and introduced himself and got to know you?
To me, it means a lot. You know, and this happened all of 4 years ago. This happened, you know, on my first day of work with the Bills. And, you know, when that happened, man, it really sets a precedent for, you know, what's to come. It's a sign of maturity from a player. It's a sign of, you know, being able to take the time. Just like anyone else on the team, but obviously more so the quarterback, everybody's got a lot of stuff to do. Everybody's, you know, busy. But to express that you have even that little bit of time in between meetings to just stop by and just introduce yourself, man, I think that said a lot about Josh that, you know, in the foreseeable future, I immediately felt comfortable having him on my team.
What's up for you in the off season and looking forward to the next time an NFL season kicks off?
Well, as it sits right now, the thing I'm looking forward to is doing exactly what I'm doing right now. I'm just sitting down, kind of recapitulating, reinvigorating myself. It's been a long season, you know, and a lot to think back on. What could I have done better? What did I do well with? And that's part of the process of being a player in this whole deal, right? You never want to be remaining constant, stagnant. Because if you are, you know, the next guy is always looking to replace you, and that's just part of the game. I think for me, reset, recalibrate, put my mind back into, you know, what I've got to do to make this next season a really big one. And for me, it's again, addressing all of these little things that I notice over time that I want to get better at. And, you know, if you ever met a player who says they don't have anything to get better at, you know, they're not. they're not, you know, everybody has something to improve. And being able to find those things, being able to address those things is the meaning of being a professional. So I'm really looking forward to that aspect of it. For now, though, I think sitting here with the cats, the dog, my fiance, we're getting married soon. I'm getting plenty of enjoyment, plenty of fulfillment with that right now.
When's the wedding?
February 22nd. So February 22nd is the big day. We're getting all our friends and family over, teammates, all that fun stuff. It'll be a fun one.
And where are you guys getting married?
It's going to be here in Florida. Yeah. Hoping the weather just holds up like it is right now, you know, February, I don't see anything crazy happening. So no hurricanes, no nothing like that. I'm hoping.
Hope it holds for you, Ely. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk about your season on the field, but more importantly, the Indigenous-inspired game ball that you've been a part of with the Dreamcatcher Foundation. It's a wonderful initiative that we all should be supporting. So thank you for taking some time to enrich us in this area of our lives.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Working hard is worth it if you're seeing results. And when it comes to working out, the same thing is true. You want the maximum benefit in the time you have, and that's exactly what Tonal is built for. And with their latest iteration, Tonal 2, you can ensure your workout is more tailored and effective than ever. Tonal's at-home strength training system uses adaptive weight to learn from your movement and set the optimal weight for every move, adjusting in 1-pound increments up to 250 pounds, challenging even the most advanced users to push their limits. You can also experience a full body burn with the new Aero HIIT workouts, the perfect blend of heart-pumping cardio and strength. Plus, the new built-in Smart View leverages a high-resolution camera that lets you see yourself during your workout, analyzes your movement, and provides real-time coaching, just like a personal trainer. Right now, Tonal is offering our listeners $200 off your Tonal purchase with promo code 200TONAL. That's Tonal.com, and use promo code 200TONAL for $200 off your purchase. That's Tonal.com. Promo code 200TONAL for $200 off.